Alhamdulillah, he's alive and he's he is in Lucknow. So he was in the Silsila Naqshbandiya. So from the childhood we were actually aware of this Salasil. And my heart actually was not satisfied with the people I was meeting. But when I was reading Quran and books and Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Imam Ghazali Alayhi Rahma, in my heart I knew that there is a truth, but somehow I am not getting to the right people. So my father told me to pray to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and don't move on your own, but look for guidance. Otherwise you will make mistake if you jump to somebody. So Alhamdulillah, I was looking for, I remember, at least for 10 years.
Allah.
And once I went to Holland as well on trainings, shell training. And there was a person, he was a Sufi, I would say. So he gave me Kashful Mahjub, the book, very famous book. And the back side of the book is a saying from Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya, he is a sheikh from India, that whoever reads this book will find a sheikh. So that was kind of very helpful, and I then started looking. So that was 2006-2007. So the search was there all the time. I was just basically, other than books, I had nothing. So just reading the books and sometimes very, I would say, disappointed, because the life was getting shorter. And sometimes I felt that the purpose of the life will not be met and then I will be really in loss. So that was the biggest worry. Wherever I go, like business meeting or personal at home, everyone knew that this person is not happy. He is struggling from inside. And I was upset a lot, basically. So in the itikaf last year, Alhamdulillah, so I was sitting and praying, and it was 7th of Ramadan.
In India?
In Australia.
Beginning of Ramadan.
27th of Ramadan?
Yes, last 10 days. Last, so it was like 7 days into itikaf.
Yes,
7th day of the itikaf.
So I was crying in the room because I thought this will be the end of life and I will not meet anyone.
And you are finished.
So when I came out in the itikaf, there was something, Hazrat, I did not write there. But I saw myself with a long beard. And I had very small beard at that time. And in my heart, I heard that next time you come to itikaf, you will have full beard. And somehow this time I could not go to itikaf. I do not have that beard yet. It is something from the future, I think. So I came out, and there was a person who was one of our friend. He's an old person, Iqbal Sahab from Pakistan. So inside the masjid, there was a lot of discussion about different groups and firqa and all the other things. And I was completely upset because I knew that people are not even touching the essence of the religion and just fighting and discussing during itikaf. So I came out as if children, I would say, children fighting over things which are really not important. So when I came out and I said, Iqbal Sahab, I feel very unhappy. And he said, you will not get to the right thing until you have a sheikh. And I said, yes, I know, but where is the sheikh? So that is a very happy moment for me. And he said, there are people he wanted to hide. And I said, I know that there are people and I am looking. And he says, yeah, but I have to ask for permission. So I said, okay, please ask for permission. So he said, I will ask Sadid Bhai, his son. So the moment I heard Sadid, I said, okay, now I am going in the right direction. And maybe, Azadi, I will take some more time before that. There was a scholar in India, in Australia. So this is another story that happened few months before, how I know Sadid Bhai. So that scholar, I would say there are a lot of scholars, but this scholar is like a government scholar. He went to the Australian Channel and it was a big discussion about religion. And we were very happy because he was from our country. When he started speaking, after 5 or 10 minutes, everyone is very happy, the whole community, alhamdulillah, he is now on TV, he is propagating Islam. And then he started speaking and I felt this person is completely gone. Because he said 3 different things on homosexuality, about the situation in Palestine and everything. And 99% of the people were praising him on Facebook. And I was completely upset because he was not representing Islam, he was representing what government wanted him to say. So at that time I was very unhappy with anybody who does this type of thing. So I wrote a letter on Facebook and internet, and Sadid Bhai was the other person. Just these two people were unhappy. We don't know anyone. I don't know Sadid Bhai, Sadid Bhai does not know me. But both of them wrote to him. He was very polite and well-mannered, and I was very harsh because I was really upset. But I did not write it immediately. I took 15 days. So I was praying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is coming from my nafs, I don't want to write to him because he is a scholar. I don't know him, I am new in Australia, but the thing inside was growing and growing and growing, and it took 15 days. And I told my wife, if I don't write, I will just blow myself. So alhamdulillah, but I wrote, and Sadid Bhai also wrote, and then we came to know each other, and then I realized that alhamdulillah, Sadid Bhai's approach was good. He was very polite with the scholar. Well, I was a bit harsh, but anyway, we came to know each other. So when he told Sadid Bhai, he took permission from Sadid Bhai, and then he told about Hazrat during Itikaf. And alhamdulillah, after Itikaf, then I started zikr with him. I don't know Hazrat Sahab, but I asked Sadid Bhai, because my father told me to look at the photo or meet in person. So I asked Sadid Bhai, do you have his photo? He says, yes, from my marriage, I have a photo where Hazrat Ji is sitting with him. So subhanAllah, when I saw the photo, I had no doubt, no section that I should start the zikr. But then when I started the zikr, I was thinking it will take few years before I meet him, because going to Pakistan for the Indian passport takes a lot of processing. So after I started zikr, the things started to change in my heart. I don't know exactly how. I think Hazrat Ji must be doing something. And Hazrat Ji, wo bata dein zuhr wala jo hai, ek zuhr ke baad jo kaifiyat hui thi. So I was making zikr, but there was lot of doubts coming into, is this the right silsila, am I doing the right things, you know, those type of things were coming.
When you are performing labdhas.
Where I was doing zikr, first 10, 15 days, I was thinking I should do more research. And then I was in the office, they have a prayer room. I performed Zohar, alhamdulillah. I came down. So I am sitting in front of my computer. And the kafiyat is like I never felt before. My whole body is now like completely, I cannot do anything. It's like very peaceful situation. Something happened. And my eyes are open. So I am seeing a mirror and with Hazrat Ji here. just close to my qalb, subhanallah. And that was for, I would say, 30 seconds or 1 minute, because that was a situation, the body was completely taken over and very peaceful state, and my eyes are open, I am seeing a mirror with Hazrat Ji very close to the heart, to the qalb. Subhanallah, then I called immediately Sadid Bhai that I want to make a bayah, to make bath with Hazrat Ji, and he said he will communicate. So he talked to his father, Zahid Sahab, and then Zahid Sahab, I think, spoke to Hazrat Ji, and then I started regularly. There was no doubt after that, and I came, alhamdulillah, into the silsila. And then I was looking for first opportunity, then I went to Malaysia.
Last year
in December, just 6 months. So there are so many things to tell. So when I was a child, I had a lot of allergies, and these allergies were increasing. So last 3 years, I would say finally what happened, I cannot eat onion, garlic, you know, in the Indian place, everything is onion and garlic. So my food was always separate. Wheat, I cannot eat. So what I was eating, and milk, because of lactose intolerance. So all type of foods, I was almost, apple, I cannot eat. So there were very few things left, like rice, water, banana, some of these things I could eat. Otherwise, the whole stomach will swell. And they had serious allergy, they were going to operate as well. So alhamdulillah, when I came in December, Hazrat Ji gave me some zamzam and tawajjuh. And from that day, I started eating everything.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah.
No.
When I called my mother, she said, don't tell me, because she saw me from child. They were thinking in 2 or 3 days, maybe after he comes back, again he will start. And my wife, because she was making 2 types of food all the time, So Hazrat Ji, before I was coming, she was against me. And she was saying, you are basically becoming not a responsible person, you know, as the women feel. You have to take care of the family. Otherwise, you know, if you go in this path, you are leaving the dunya. So what will happen to us?
You are becoming crazy.
Something like that.
Yes.
So that was before I came to Malaysia. She said, okay, do the zikr, but don't go like full-fledged into this. Otherwise, you know, voice is not necessary. That type of thing. And she was crying. She was actually not wanting me to go to Malaysia. And then maybe Hazrat Ji did something, and one day I came back, Hazrat Ji, from office, and she was crying. And I said, what happened? Then she said, I want to be in the silsila myself. I said, why? And she says, you don't invite me properly, you are just doing it on your own. Then I called Sadid Bhai, and I said, Sadid Bhai, my wife wants to come into this as well. And like, so this time I am coming, she is so happy, she is organizing everything and asking me to go and saying that you are so lucky that you can go and I am not able to go to Hazrat Ji. And but she is, alhamdulillah, very severe, very sincere, and much more than myself, I would say. And she has not met Hazrat Ji, but she has so much respect. In Muraqabah, sometimes she has seen Hazrat Ji. Alhamdulillah.
Same thing Zayd Bilal told yesterday. His wife also has joined with me for the zikr.
Achha,
and is saying, Islam to Hazrat
Ji.
She has the problems with the nails. So she was actually losing the nails. And all the doctors were, they don't know, they don't have a cure. So they were trying different medicines, steroids and everything, hit and trial. So Hazrat Ji gave me the medicines in Malaysia and asked me to stop the other medicine. So within 3 months, alhamdulillah, she had all the nails in the head and the feet was also coming. And alhamdulillah.
I have one comment on this story, please. Haji said that when he met in Australia Iqbal Ji. Iqbal told him that he has to take permission from Sadid. Sadid took permission from Sayyid Zahid Ali. I think this is the only silsila anyone is having this silsila, and he is having bay'ah with a sheikh or with a successor, let me put it like this. I think he does not need any permission to invite anyone for this silsila. Correct?
True. That is true. That was a mistake of Iqbal Sahib, because he himself was very new.
He was new, he was not sure.
But just for the people, this is very much important. In most of the salasil, either you take it from the sheikh or you are nothing. This is the only silsila. Anyone, even if the sheikh is not here, as soon as you take bay'ah and you perform zikr, the relation starts.
I tell you what happened, the inner story. Hari Yehuda said, the inner story is different. It's, he has picked up. Inner story is that, you know, in Muraqabah, we go to Ahadiyat, Mayyat, Akramiyat. Beyond Akramiyat, the Sadhguru Mazuri. Beyond Sadhguru Mazuri, final manzar of Sadhguru Mazuri, Masjid Noor. Beyond Masjid Noor are very high manzar, high. I have never mentioned to Sati. Because those who live near to me, bodily, spiritually, alhamdulillah, everybody near, body also matters so much. Due to so much things that are different from these things that never I mentioned before. Let's take the example of Ahadiyat. You see the sky. Sky is covering the world. In front of the sun, this earth is 13 lakhs times mother, 13 lakhs times sun. What sun is in front of one sky? Difference of first sky to second sky, third sky, fourth sky, seventh sky. Then Ahadith comes. When you do zikr, now we are doing the, you know, talk here. The sati, the world over, whole world. I never mentioned before. Because he mentioned Master. Whole world sati, different timings, night, day, sleeping, waking. The heart is open and things come into the heart. From Ahadiyat and Ilka, the two things, Ilka and Inikas. Inikas is you connect the heart. Ilka, Inikas. Ilka is you put the anwar from top, from less than from Ahadiyat. You cut the anwar and throw it into the world. The whole world is just like a spot. Simple spot. Whose heart is connected or has got some desire of righteous path gets the benefit. Gets the benefit.
Irrespective that he is from the Sansla or
he is not. Irrespective. The whole world, the whole world. Since things are not to be mentioned, but I'm mentioning it. Because Mashaykh do like this, old Mashaykh. Or Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi used to do ilga from higher manazar. Higher manazar has got very deep effect. So those who are having desire of hadayat, Allah Ta'ala grants hadayat, and all are from the city of Allah Ta'ala. This is just like air, we inhale, exhale, air does not finish, air is air. Same kafir of anwar. So when ilqa is done, any heart, any heart, noor-e-hadayat, kufr, kafir heart, they also come. Because due to the kufr, repulsive things are happening. Might be time comes, we might get other. Happen in India, happen in many countries. Though living in kufr, at the end they get Islam. There are two things in it. Shaykh, who is doing his job, is seeing the entire world spiritually, not about now this idea is a system, I'm going to see it, but spiritually. He gets sawab from Allah Ta'ala of doing this. ذلك هدى الله هذا أنوار الهدايات يهدي به من يشاء عمر تعالى wishes gives هدايات he doesn't wish he asks Sadeel just because he didn't know the channel now Sadeel must be the whole world is comes on the whole world. Even other makhluk. Animal. Even trees, even makhluk in the water, all are benefiting. Because Allah Noor Samad and Noor comes, it penetrates into the heart. In the body, when the heart is there, who accepts no
restrict, receptive.
Only heart. إِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيهُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَذَا لَبْهِ الرُّوحُ الْعَالَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مَيْرْمُنْزِينَ مَيْسَانِ نَارَ عَلِينَ Only hearts are there who receive the Lord from Allah Ta'ala. This is a spiritual system. The world cannot explain. As we will say, feeling, doing this, then particularly one catches and understands. Understood? All the Malaysian, all the Malaysian, all the Malaysian,
जब आपसे मिले थे हाँ सर ठीक से याद नहीं आ रहा है अभी जब आप So when I came to Malaysia, what I recall, I tend to forget sometimes many things. But it was already, I think, 3 or 4 days, so I was able to come only last 3 days because of the change in plan. Hazrat was, I think, planning to go to Bangladesh, then it was cancelled. So I think Hazrat came from upstairs. And he was asking about me, and then I, first time I met and then we were together for some time, alhamdulillah. Difficult to express in words. But first time I met, and there is somebody, I was thinking that there are so many people and he has so many murids that he will not be able to, like, you know, the new person who is also very young, like a child, and there will be very senior sati. So I was kind of very humble. Alhamdulillah, I was making wadu, and then one of the sati came, that he said, Hazrat Ji has come and he is asking for you. So first time then I felt, how is Hazrat Ji knowing that I am here and asking for me? This is what I recall, and I was, suddenly I left the wazu and just I rush, and I saw Hazrat Ji in front of me, so alhamdulillah. Then he kissed here, and then he embraced me, and alhamdulillah, it was such a thing. And after that, he gave me that zamzam to drink, and then everything was cured. And
I was taking zamzam before breakfast. Suddenly he came. So I just gave. I never knew he had got this disease.
Alhamdulillah.
I never knew. He has sent the email that I don't take this, I don't take this, I don't take 50 things. I never knew.
That we informed him, also only not to others.
I never knew he had heard this problem. I just, by the way, in the barakah of the Sahara, I gave that order to him. By the way, not in the intention. Alhamdulillah, he took Allah Ta'ala.
So every day, every time I eat, it is alhamdulillah. You can imagine. So if I eat bread, and if I eat curry, and if I eat apple, it is a new life, Hazrat Ji. Because without those food, it was a different, very restricted life. Traveling, it was just fasting on the plane. You cannot eat anything.
What about your son?
He has actually some problem in the brain, and they have some difficult veins, and the doctors find it difficult to understand. Well, alhamdulillah, when I talked to Hazrat Ji, he gave me medicines for 4 months that he took regularly. So there is no problem after that, Hazrat Ji. But they, you know, for mother's sake, they are actually doing, like, every year they do a scan to see how it is going. But alhamdulillah, he is doing very good at studies, and no fainting or anything after that. So,
اللهم زد نورنا وزد حضورنا وزد عشقنا وزد ذوقنا وزد صورنا وزد محبتنا يا فاطر السماوات والارض انت وليي في الدنيا والاخره